Friday, the 5th of April. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, it's Friday, which is always a good thing. And it's still the Easter octave, so alleluia, alleluia, and welcome to Kids Corner. We're going to look now at the second part of the Gospel of John that you're going to hear at Mass when you go to Mass on Sunday. So I'll read the second part and then we'll think up a little bit more about it. But Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, wasn't with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." So what kind of person is Thomas? I think Thomas is a bit like an early scientist. He wants to see. He wants to measure. He wants to make sure it's really real. That's a very scientific way of thinking. I want to check it out. That's what Thomas is saying. I don't just trust what you are saying. I want to see it for myself. And we can say, "Oh, he should just have trusted." And maybe he should have. But that kind of curiosity of Thomas's is also very important for us human beings. It's one of the gifts God gives us. Let's see what Jesus does with it. 8 days later, Jesus' disciples were inside again, and this time Thomas was with them. Then Jesus came, despite the fact that the doors were all locked, and he stood in the middle of them. And again he said to them, "Peace be with you." Then he turned and looked at Thomas, and he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger and see my hands. Reach here your hand and put it into my side. Do not doubt anymore, but believe." And then Thomas says something really, really beautiful. He says the prayer that's probably my favorite prayer in all of Scripture. He recognizes Jesus and he says, "My Lord and my God." So, I want us to take that little moment, that moment of encounter between Jesus and Thomas. So just close your eyes now. Imagine Thomas standing in the room with all the others, or maybe he's sitting. It's a week later, and suddenly there is Jesus in the midst of them. Jesus says to him, "Here, Thomas, put your fingers where the nails were. Put your hand to my side. Doubt no more, but believe." We aren't actually told if Thomas really does put his hands there, or if he just looks. But we do know that Thomas no longer doubts. Thomas prays and says to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Let's take that prayer of St. Thomas ourselves. Close your eyes now. Bow your head. Imagine that you are standing before Jesus. You are saying to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Let's say it again together. "My Lord and my God." "My Lord and my God." So, Lord, we ask that our hearts may be open to seeing you, that we might recognize you at work in our world, around us, in the lives of ourselves and our family and our friends at school. Amen.